Hi, Habibi. I was thinking of starting off with a wholesome doctor story.
Please
for
do.
Once.
I can't believe
this
it.
This is only for esteemed. Wait, is this going public or is this only for the patrons?
This is public.
Oh, okay. Oh, look what a treat you guys get. I was thinking of saving this for the patrons. How about this? I'll do a gross thing and I'll do a cute thing.
And balances out. Yeah.
So the first one was I had a very, very nice kid patient. I don't see them very frequently. Mm-hmm. But basically, I had to send this kid for some blood tests. She was maybe 5.5 or 6 mm-hmm. years old, young, basically. But she was very nice, very sweet, very, I don't know, like mature for you know, like she would sit, she would listen, she would follow orders very well. In the doctor's office, she wasn't like being fussy or anything, wow. Which is surprising to see sometimes. But anyways, then I send her for blood tests, right? And according to the nurses as well, like she was fantastic. She took it like a champ.
Wow.
Didn't complain or anything. And then afterwards, she came back with her mother into the office. And then she would like steal glasses at me, then look at her mother, steal glasses at me, and then look at her mother. And then she whispered to her mom. She was like, I want to tell the doctor something. And I heard this and I was like, yeah, go right ahead. And the mom was like, yeah, he's trustworthy. You can tell him. And she's like, I'm not so sure. I'm like, it's okay. Tell me. And she's like, it's a secret. You can't tell anybody. I was like, it's all right. I won't tell anybody. And then she like she shot at me the most triumphant smile and was like, I got two toys from the nurse. And then afterwards she yelled at me, she's like, promise you won't tell anybody. I'm like, I won't tell anybody. And now I'm telling
telling the world
hundreds
now.
Of thousands.
Yeah. Typical doctor, can't trust him. That's
exactly
cute though.
Right.
Aww.
So that was one. Yeah. And another one was I accidentally exploded somebody's toe.
What?
Wait, you go on to hear the story. You know what? I'll save this one.
Oh,
I'll
great.
Save this one for you.
Leave me in the dark. Okay.
Exactly. Next time when we're all together. But how about this? I'll tell you about my Homer Simpson patient.
Yeah. Okay, please.
I mean, this is more fucked up, actually. So it's a guy walks in, and he is incredibly yellow.
Okay.
So he's jaundiced, basically. Yeah. Usually, of course, like unsurprising, there's a reason to why the fuck he's jaundiced. But this guy's been jaundiced for like 2 weeks, and he's just like, eh, you know what? I thought it would go away, and it didn't go away. So Jeez. Finally he came in. I was like, all right. I looked at him. I checked him out and everything. And he had like, I asked a question and it's like one red flag check. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I ask another question. I do some investigations. It's like check, check, check. It's all the red flags are being checked. I'm like, yeah, my guy, we're going to have to do some further investigations. It turns out that this guy, alhamdulillah, got very lucky. He came in with just diffuse yellowness in the skin. And it turned out to be a head of the pancreas tumor as well as colorectal cancer. So this guy had a double whammy, 2-for-1.
Wow.
He got operated like on the spot, basically. And now he's fine. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I thought it was going to be some horrific exactly. story.
No. Exactly. No.
Wow. So, okay. Explain to me jaundice. Because I know babies often get jaundice when they're super young. Like Evie had slight... She had to go...
phototherapy, right?
Yeah, we didn't even have to do that. They said maybe she'd have to, but we just kind of sat in the sun with her and stuff like that, and that was fine.
That was
I didn't know adults could get it, too.
Yeah. Jaundice happens as a result of the buildup of something called bilirubin in the blood, and then afterwards it gets deposited in different parts of the body. This is a byproduct of red blood cell breakdown, and the liver is the one that's supposed to clear it out. Mm-hmm. You can have either prehepatic, intrahepatic, or post-hepatic reasons for buildup of bilirubin in the body, which can then result in jaundice. If you have, this guy's example was post-hepatic. Basically, there was no block behind the liver. There was no block within the liver, something wrong with the liver itself. There's something that was happening right after the liver processing, basically, which caused this backup in the system. And that happened to be two tumors that were blocking the pathways. Yeah.
So I imagine like if you're an alcoholic or something and your liver has less function, this is more likely?
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. Yeah. Certain infections, alcoholism, tumors or other things, stones can cause this as well.
Every day, new horrors for me to look forward to.
Exactly right. Hey, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. Don't drink.
Yeah.
Good thing you guys know that. Don't drink. It's not common that it's a weird tumor. But yeah. So, and I'll save the exploding toe for next time.
Wherever Hugo is right now, he's tingling. He's like, oh, that doctor, he's saying something about the alcohol. Hello, our sweet little piggies. It's been a while. This is a real light episode. It's just two of us today. It's just your boy, Hakeem, and your boy, me. We had a, originally this was going to be a guest episode with a returning favorite whom we shall not name. But due to some scheduling errors, some daylight savings stuff, not going to happen today. So we thought we would inaugurate a...
It's not a deprogram. It's not. Yeah. It's not an episode if it's not if we don't have immense
scheduling error. Yeah, I swear the number of episodes that have been derailed or postponed or otherwise canceled because we've goofed with scheduling. Yeah, well, this is why we have Hugo. But anyway, we're going to inaugurate a new format or a new recurring series called Viewer Mailbag, or sorry, Listener Mailbag. You can't see us. that's for the high tier patrons only. Basically, what we've wanted to do for a while is solicit questions, comments, lovingly crafted poems about Ugopnik's feet from you, our dear listeners. So I shot over a message to the Discord last night, and boy, if y'all didn't come through, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of messages to go through. So we're gonna gently caress our bulging sack of listener mail that is fit to bust with lovely messages from you all. So let's begin, shall we? Let's dive right in. I'm gonna have to give the very first one because they got the first message, even though it's not particularly long or thought provoking. The message is, JT, you're cute. Thank you. It's true. From, of course, this name is called Bedonver the Unpronounceable, and they're living up to their name. But the next piece of mail, I am very interested in this too. And the question is, when are we getting the cookbook?
Okay, this is something that is, you know, I keep adding recipes to a, like, I have a preliminary list. Nice. But the thing is that the concept that we want to go with, at least is the concept that I have, is that I want it to be like kind of stories of our life mixed with some theory bits, historical tidbits, and the recipe. So I want it to be actually something that you don't actually need to write, or excuse me, you don't actually need to make the dishes in question. You can actually sit with this book and read it. But also I would like for it to be proper dishes that are made, but then we're going to have to get like a proper food photographer to take really nice photos of the kind of dishes, and that means we're going to need to cook the fucking things, and none of us are in the same place. So these logistical issues are kind of in the way, but I generally, I cannot wait. At first, I was thinking of having a stupid like naming convention where it's like alliteration, like Kronstadt kebabs or something like that, stupid shit like this. But I don't know; it's a little cringe. Yeah. we can do better than that. We'll see. But the stories of one's life plus like historical tidbits and some theory bit, and then a recipe to go with it is pretty neat, I think.
That sounds awesome because that's something that, you know, the average listener could enjoy, regardless of whether they like cooking or not. You could just stay for the stories, the tidbits, the stuff like that, the pretty pictures. Hakeem touched this rice, that kind of thing. Just leave it open on their bedside table.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, there you go, gang. We don't have an ETA, but it's in the works. It's in the works. Mm. And we will be sure to announce it when Hakeem's special cookbook is ready. Maybe we'll make it a Patreon thing. Who knows? We'll see.
That would be so much fun. We could do a Patreon, like a Patreon thing where you'd be on camera and it's basically me and you go off camera yelling at you on how to make the stuff. And we give you like time limits.
Oh my God. Like a master torture. Why do you people torture me? I'm the one who has to play the bad games. I'm the one who has to cook the food that I've never seen before in my life.
Habibi, it's okay. It's all right. It's because you're such a sweet soul. I'm sure you do a fantastic job, Habibi.
You're like, get the dates. What is a date?
Oh, I knew it would be filmed. Oh my God, that would be so good.
That would be a blast.
The people listening, let us know. Let us know if that's something you'd like.
Yeah, yeah. Tell Hakeem how else you can he can torture me. All right, let's see. Next, let me open. I should have brought a piece of paper so I could crinkle it and make it sound like we're opening letters. All right. Mm. Would love to see an episode discussing the history of socialism and queer people. I know one liberal argument against socialism is how queer people were supposedly mistreated in Cuba and the USSR. Maybe even have a queer guest on. Love you guys. Star Eyes Heart. Mm. And that was hearted 10 times. So there seems to be a consensus that this is an interesting topic to people. Any preliminary thoughts?
We'll definitely look into it. We'll look into it. We'd have to get the right kind of guest and whatnot for it. Like with all our topics, right? Mm. We have to get the right person. We also need to make sure that the timing works. We need to make sure that all of us... It's scheduling. It's always scheduling.
But another thing is, obviously, as three straight dudes, we want to make sure that we're not talking about a subject that we are
mostly
not...
Straight.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we have, with you know, with an asterisk there. There's an exception, a single or two exceptions for each of us. But exactly. you know what we mean. We want to make sure we do the topic justice, and that means finding someone who's properly qualified to speak on the subject, both historically and through their own lived experiences. But yeah, that's something we definitely like to pursue. Here we have a suggestion from Gordy. Oh, I didn't read the other person's name. That was BTR. Thank you, BTR, with the kind of scary looking fox PFP. Gordy says, my suggestion, at around the 3/5 mark, okay, sus already, 3/5, why? Take a couple minutes to just chat about something completely unrelated to communism, politics, world events that you feel like talking about. Not for any particular reason, I just think the listeners might like to know how you're doing, or if you've read any good books lately or anything. You can get back to the important shit later, I just want to recommend you throw in a quick detour for pacing. Yeah, I think we already kind of go on tangents quite often. We have a lot of our banter right up front, which for some reason some people tend to skip, which drives me nuts. That's part of our charm. That's why you people love us, at least.
It's my favorite part, honestly.
Yeah, the banter's great. But we'll try to maybe insert some of that and at various points in the episodes as well when it fits. Obviously, if we're doing a lecture or something, maybe it won't particularly fit in that episode. While we're talking about it, let's see, what have I been reading? I've still been reading my way through The Expanse. There are 9 books and they're long and I'm a slow reader. But I quite enjoy it. I like sci-fi. Next up on my list is probably Contact. Contact is good. I've seen the movie probably 3 or 4 times. I've never read the book. So that one is probably next on my list. Recommendation-wise, definitely check out Three Body Problem if you haven't already. It is coming to Netflix. Yeah, by the time this episode's out for wide release, it might be out. I forget. I think it's the 21st or something like that. It's also been adapted by a Chinese film studio, so I'm not sure what the difference will be. That was a while back. I'm sure the visual effects on the Netflix one are going to be good, and I think it's made by the Game of Thrones people. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Read Three Body Problem. It's a good series. Hakeem, what about you?
I'm sorry. I'm going to disappoint you with my answer. I've read one of Kagarlitsky's books, From Empires to Imperialism. The subtitle is The State and Rise of Bourgeois Civilization. It's a very big book and very boring. It's like 400 pages.
Wow.
I do not recommend. Absolutely do not recommend. It's a very ambitious work. And as a result of it being very ambitious, it's just fucking... Yeah, I mean, it's a slog. Yeah. It's a slog to get through. And by the way, I came out of it. I don't feel like I've really benefited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Harsh words from Dr. Hakeem, who will read anything.
Exactly.
How do you do that, the way? How do you get through books that are kind of boring but
important? I hate myself.
Okay, got it.